What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Unfollowed, your daily dose of real talk about ditching distractions and rewiring your brain for focus. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy world one deep breath at a time. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like they're on autopilot, taking you on wild rides you didn't sign up for. You know that feeling when you snap at someone over something totally minor, or when anxiety spirals into an epic meltdown over a deadline? That's what happens when we lack emotional regulation skills. It's like trying to drive with your eyes closed, chaotic and ultimately not going where you want to be. But guess what? We can learn to take the wheel. Today, we're diving deep into developing emotional regulation skills. Trust me, this isn't some touchy-feely self-help spiel. This is about practical tools and strategies you can use to calm the storm within, gain control of your reactions, and level up your life. First things first, let's get real. Emotions are natural. They're part of the human experience, like breathing or eating pizza, which I definitely do both. The key isn't to suppress them, that's a recipe for disaster. It's about learning to understand them, acknowledge them, and then respond in a healthy way. Think of it as emotional intelligence training. 5 takeaways to master your emotions. 1. Self-awareness is key. Before you can regulate your emotions, you need to know what you're feeling. Practice mindfulness, paying attention to your thoughts, sensations, and physical reactions. This could be as simple as taking a few minutes each day to sit quietly and notice your breath, or even keeping a journal to track your emotional patterns. It's like getting to know yourself on a deeper level. 2. Name that emotion. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Get specific. Are you feeling frustrated, anxious, sad, or maybe even excited? Putting a label on it helps you understand the root cause and respond appropriately. Imagine trying to fix a broken car without knowing what part is faulty. That's emotional intelligence without labeling. 3. Cognitive refraining. Sometimes our thoughts fuel our emotions. Ever notice how negative self-talk can spiral into full-blown anxiety attack? Cognitive reframing is about challenging those unhelpful thoughts and replacing them with more balanced ones. Instead of thinking, "I am going to fail this presentation," try, "I've prepared well, and I'll do my best." It's like switching the narrative from doom and gloom to a more empowering story. Or, find your chill zone. What activities help you unwind and de-stress? Maybe it's listening to music, taking a walk in nature, or practicing yoga. Identify your personal chill zone and make time for it regularly. Think of it as emotional maintenance, just like your car needs regular oil changes, so do you. 5. Practice, practice, practice. Emotional regulation is a skill that takes time and effort to develop. Don't get discouraged if you slip up, everyone does. Just keep practicing those mindfulness techniques, cognitive reframing strategies, and self-care rituals. Now, let me paint your picture. You're in a traffic jam, stuck in bumper-to-bumper chaos. Your mind starts racing with thoughts like, "I'm going to be late. This is so frustrating." Your heart starts pounding, and your blood pressure rises. Sound familiar? But what if, instead of letting that anger take over, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the feeling, and said to yourself, "Okay, I'm feeling stressed right now, but this is temporary. I can choose to stay calm and focused." That's emotional regulation in action. You see, it's not about suppressing your emotions, it's about becoming aware of them, understanding their triggers, and choosing how you respond. By developing these skills, you'll be able to navigate life's challenges with more grace, resilience, and even a little bit of humor, because let's face it, sometimes laughing is the best way to diffuse a stressful situation. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing those emotional regulation techniques today. Remember, you have the power to take control of your emotions and create a more peaceful, fulfilling life. This is Unfollowed, your daily reminder to ditch distractions, level up your focus, and unlock your full potential. I'm Nova Lane, and until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.